And I do appreciate the good weather the Lord's given us. It's been very tolerable around here, especially this morning. And thank God for the services He gave us today. What a blessing to hear God's men preach. Help my heart this morning. We're looking forward to what He has in store for us tonight. We want you to stand. We're going to sing a congregational number together. Brother Jordan's going to lead us in that. Now, some of you need to open up and just sing, okay? You say, preacher, can't sing. Well, move your mouth. I wouldn't let the devil know I didn't have a song. I just act like I was a singing anyhow. Amen. Sing, all right?
In your red book, I'm Living in Canaan Now, 287.
Egypt was once my home, I was a slave. Helpless in sin did roam, the blind did crave. But when I looked up to heaven's dome, Christ came to say, I'm living in Canaan now. Egypt behind, gladness to find, my soul is satisfied.
Be here tonight. We appreciate the Lord's blessings. This reminds me of being at a feeding trough. You're in a good spot to get fed. That'll stick with you and help you. It's been a joy this week. I'm going to ask Bill Oren, pastor of Millersville Baptist Church here in the county, to make his way this way. We appreciate this man. He's my dad's pastor right now, and I grew up in that church. It's been a blessing to my life. I appreciate this man. He's been a blessing to my life. I thank God for His goodness. Look forward to what God's going to do for us here tonight. Brother Bill, you come and pray for us. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, we thank You tonight for salvation. Lord, where would we be without Jesus? I'm so glad that one day You looked down to where we were, reached down, picked us up, saved us by Your grace. I'm glad tonight to be saved and washed in the blood. Lord, You know what needs to be done. Lord God, Your people needs to be encouraged tonight. And I'd ask You to guide Brother Steve and help him, Lord, to know how to follow You, make it easy for him. God, give him guidance and direction. God, help Your men tonight to preach with power. Use them in a great way. God, our hearts is hungry. Lord, the people of God need to be stirred one more time. Great God in heaven, stir us again, O Lord. Revive our hearts. Do a work, Lord, that we cannot do in ourselves. Great God, how the church needs to stand up and win the lost and tell that Jesus saves. I pray the power of the living God would move in the midst tonight. Manifest yourself here. Lord God, touch us to the point of obedience. Help us to do business with God. Lord, if there's any aughts between your people tonight, I pray, God, that we'd get right and get clean, that God could help us like you desire to help us. Thank you for your love and your mercy. And I pray, dear God, that you'd saturate this place tonight. God, the atmosphere of God would be thick with your divine presence. Great God, I plead the blood tonight. I'm glad for the power of the blood of the Lamb. Great God, save tonight for your glory. God, mend and heal broken hearts and lives. Oh God, may Jesus be magnified in everything that's said and done. And Lord, I want to thank you for camp meeting. I remember that early Monday morning or Tuesday morning. God, don't really remember that day when Brother Hinkle looked at us and said, give us a word of testimony. Oh, dear God, I thank you for the touch of God that's touched us and helped us here in camp meeting, done something in our hearts we'll never get away from. Thank you for the old time power of God and old time worship. Now, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just remain standing. I appreciate the prayer tonight. Going to ask Brother Jamie to bring the plate over here. We're going to go ahead and receive the evening offering. I do want to say this tonight. We appreciate every person who has ever taken an envelope of pledging $300 toward camp meeting. We have those available tonight. If the Lord would touch your heart to do so for next year's camp meeting, we certainly would appreciate it. And these are available. I appreciate Sunday school classes, churches, individuals, families. I know families that have taken an envelope or two, and they've just taken up among themselves. And what a blessing that is. It takes people doing what the Lord wants them to do. And if you feel like that's what the Lord would have you to do, it's fine. If for some reason you can't fulfill your obligation, we ain't going to come after you. We ain't going to ask for anything. If that's what God wants you to do, you do what he had you to do. They're going to play for us. We'll receive the evening offering, and the old-time preacher's quartet will be ready to sing for us. All right, go right ahead.